This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is launching a leadership political action committee to help Democratic candidates, both incumbents and those challenging them. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports on how the freshman lawmaker is using an old model to try to do something new.
Pressley says her PAC is organized around three pillars: vote, run, and work. She named it the Power of Us PAC.
During my congressional campaign, I said that this was not about any one person. The only way that we would be able to effectuate change in a deep, meaningful, and sustainable way is to build a movement.
Leadership PACs were once only the domain of lawmakers in leadership positions. Now most members have them. They serve as a useful fundraising tool, not only for bolstering candidates and issues, but for building clout within a member's party. But Pressley's PAC is bucking some party orthodoxy as well in its openness to funding Democrats mounting primary challenges to Democratic incumbents, like she did in toppling longtime Democratic Congressman Michael Capuano last year. Pressley has criticized policies she says create barriers to political newcomers seeking to disrupt the status quo, including a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee rule that bars vendors who work with intra-party challengers from getting DCCC contracts. Pressley has said the rule will have a disparate impact on women and people of color, but says her PAC was not created in response to that policy. Pressley says her PAC will aim to increase the diversity of voices and will fund boot camps for would-be campaign and legislative advisors.
And so I'm focused not just on, you know, who puts their name on the ballot, but again, the people behind the people, and diversifying that bench to highlight the power of us.
Pressley points to the successes of some other PACs in filling voids in the political landscape, including fellow Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton's Serve America PAC, which focuses on electing more military veterans to Congress. Leadership PACs have higher individual contribution limits than candidate committees, and some House members have turned theirs into fundraising juggernauts. North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows' House Freedom Fund doled out $6 million to conservative campaigns and causes last cycle. That's more than any lawmaker outside the leadership structure, says Andrew Mayerson, a researcher with the Center for Responsive Politics.
For someone like Mark Meadows, I think it's part of building your influence as a voice to be reckoned with outside of the party leadership structure.
Pressley joins other freshman Democratic lawmakers in launching leadership PACs, including Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Pressley says, like her campaign, the PAC won't accept corporate donations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.